Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Paul here, and we're living at some crazy times going on right now, but at the same time, there's nothing new under the sun. And I wanted to come and do this teaching here because it's really important to remind us all of several different things. And there's a scripture in the Bible, and the concept and the principle of the scriptures talk about different kingdoms, and it talks about different worlds, and it says we are to be in this world, but not of it. And what can we do in this world while we're here? Certainly joining the crowd, and acting like the people of the world, and looking like the people of the world, dressing like them, speaking like them, talking like them, thinking like them, fearing like them, is certainly not the plans that our Creator had for us. He told us that if we are going to follow Him, we are to set an example, to be different and be set apart. And I want to talk about that today because I meet too many people today that claim the title of being followers of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. They claim to be Christians or whatever other name they want to give it, but they're just living and looking and acting and dressing and speaking just like the world. And it's created a problem. And then when me or somebody else with knowledge of scripture tries to give them scripture, they not only reject it, but they actually ridicule it and come up against it and laugh at it. When I try to teach people about the purity of scripture in all areas, from speech to dress to the cleanliness of the way we eat, to all the things that we're supposed to do according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. Some people will call me a legalist, say I'm doing too much, or an extremist, or perfectionist. I'll take that as a compliment, because I'm doing my best to proclaim and glorify a wonderful Creator through living in action, knowing that I am different than this world, even though I'm in this world. And I want to remind you all today the same thing, because many of us can fall into the trap of understanding this, but not actually put it into application. But I am also calling those of you that think you are followers of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one they call Jesus, but you are still living according to the way the world things go. You are still letting the ruler of this world rule you. And if you truly are a believer in Yeshua, wonderful Messiah, you will not let that happen. We must come to the understanding of what does it mean that we're part of a different world. We're not of this world. We need to be in it, but not of it. We've heard that scripture. What does that truly mean? So I want to give you some scriptures, and I want to talk about this concept. The scriptures tell us in this world, but not to be in this world, but not of it. And we have many verses that talk about that in different areas. We have John 5:19. That says the world would love you as one of its own if you belong to it. But you are no longer part of this world. I chose you to come out of this world, so it hates you. Remember that. The world hates believers. That's not my opinion. That's scripture. And if the world doesn't hate you, you need to question where your actions are. Because if your actions go along with scripture, the world will hate you. And who do I mean by the world? I mean those that don't claim Yeshua as their Messiah. They're living in their worldly ways and so on. And you might get along with them. They might get along with you. You might even think they like you. They might even think they like you. But once you start proclaiming scripture and talking about Yeshua and doing the things that he said to do, you'll see that hate come out. Because scripture says it. The world will love you as its own if you belong to it. But you are no longer part of this world. And the world will hate you. That's what it says in John 5:19. And then it goes on to say in John 17, verses 14 to 16, I have given them your word, and the word and the world hates them because they do not belong to this world, just as I do not belong to this world. I am not asking you to take them out of this world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Understand this, and you need to get this concept down. The world hates people that are following Yeshua. This is a great marker to know where we truly are. And when the world starts to become friends with you, you need to ratify what you're doing and do something more, because there's a good chance you might not be doing enough for the world to realize who you truly represent. If you're having a conversation with somebody and somebody said, was that person a believer or not? If they do not know, and it's not a great thing that they're coming up against you, but it's the reality that they will, according to scripture. And that shows us what we truly are. That shows us what we're truly doing. Remember in John 18:36, it gives us this and talks about this again. So in John, 18:36, it talks about, and it says here, Yeshua answered, my kingdom is not of an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. My kingdom is not of this world. And now the question comes, which kingdom do you want to be part of? And which kingdom do you want to follow? As we continue to read here, it says, and think about this concept, it says, world is not a planet Earth. A world is not an idea of something like this. We have to understand that the Greek word cosmos translated to world refers to humans, to all mankind, and the scripture calls the physical Earth, and people are called the world. Thus, this makes sense to say that we are to be in this world, but not of it. To be in this world, of not of it. Remember in John 19, it said, in John 5:19, if we were of this world, it would love its own, but they will hate us. They will hate us because this is not our world, but not of this world. It goes on to say here that I have chosen you out of this world and the world hates you. So remember what scripture says when it says the world hates you. And that word hate is something we can look at later, because it's not always out there. You know, we have this definition of the word hate of somebody yelling and screaming at us and cursing us and trying to harm us. But that's not necessarily what the word hate means. You know, somebody could hate somebody so much on the inside, but on the outside they could have a false appearance that they like you or that they like something. And this is a trick of the enemy. This is a trick of the Satan and the demons to make people think they're accepted, to make people think they're liked. But at the same time, there's a hate stirring up so much that somebody wants to kill someone. And that's the kind of hate that the devil has for us. And he'll deceive us to try to destroy us. So we need to be careful about that. You know, it says we are in this world that is ruled by Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, Satan, who is the god of this world, and that's a god with a lowercase g, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. Has blinded the minds of those who don't believe, the unfaithful. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news, and they don't understand this message about the glory of Yeshua, who is the exact likeness of our wonderful Creator. They don't get it. They don't see it. And the enemy tries to attack those. But we need to persevere and to overcome that. But we need to know this and have this knowledge of where we are. Out of this world that is subject to Satan's rulership, Yahweh has chosen for himself a people that he calls the body of believers. In 1 Corinthians 12:27, it says, all of you together are Yeshua's body, and each of you is part of it. There's only two sides. There's a creator's kingdom, and then there's the world people are living in today. That's what it comes down to. And by default, we are either a member of the body of Yeshua or a member of the body of Satan. And that's what the spiritual battle that's taken place talks about. When we understand that that's the real battle that's going on here. It says in Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. For you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and be enslaved to money. You understand the difference of the world? It says in Matthew 12:30, anyone who isn't with me opposes me. And anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for him or against him. That's the key. There's no neutrality. You're for him or against him. It says in Romans 6:16, don't you realize that you become a slave to whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey Yahweh, which leads to a righteous life. You have that choice. You have that choice to decide which side you want to be on and what you want to choose. He calls us and tells us and shows us through his word to be part of his body and not to be part of this world, to be separated from it. 1 John 4 verse 5 says they are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. Does the world listen to you? Does the world agree with what you're doing? Do they love you? Do they give that appearance that everything's great and glorious? Or are you suffering for a wonderful Messiah because the world is coming against you because you're out there proclaiming the word of our Creator? And it just doesn't mean standing on a street corner with a big sign and a microphone. It can mean just the way you live and the way you dress and the way you act. I don't like cursing. I don't like immodesty. I don't like impurity. I don't like eating unclean things. And the world will come against you. They'll come against you because this is a world where Satan, the enemy, the deceiver, is his world. And this is the world we're called to be not part of. Not part of. John 16:11 says, judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. John 12:31 says, the time for judgment of this world has come when Satan, the ruler of this world, will be cast out. But remember 1 John 4:4 that says, children are from Elohim and have overcome them because they are the one who is greater than the one who is in this world. We are called to understand that. We have to remember scripture where it says, in Romans 12:1-2, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Yahweh. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. Do not be transformed by the renewing. Do not be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is, His good will, pleasing in His perfect will. When you are out there today getting caught up in the world and the world's ways and the world's politics and the world's money and the world's fear, you're taking on these things and you're announcing of the world you're truly from and who your leader truly is. And we need to come up against that. We need to understand none of that has anything to do with us. Nothing to do with us. We are truly called to be of a different kingdom. It says in 1 John 2:15-17, do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and positions and possessions. These are not from the Father, but from the world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does not who does what pleases Yahweh will live forever. We have to understand what the enemy tries to do with this entertainment and this TV and sucking people into the politics and the policies of the world and the world's ways. When our Creator gave us a book of His way, and He talks us about our true home. And Yeshua says, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest. It's not of this world. It says in Philippians 3:20, our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await the Savior from there, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Remember what it says in the scripture in Matthew 16:26. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone gain in exchange for their soul? Yeshua said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. And that's where the suffering comes in. But this all comes down to the understanding of scripture that's so real and so true that it says in Ephesians 6:12, our struggle is not against true flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the principalities and the powers of the dark world, the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realms. That's where the real struggle comes in. And the way to overcome that is to be followers of our believer, of our Messiah. To be followers and imitators of Yeshua. 1 Peter 2:11 says, dear friends, I warned you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from the worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to Yahweh when He judges this world. We are called to be the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses saltness, how can it be made salt again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people of light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Therefore, be imitators of Yahweh, as beloved children. Ephesians 5:1 says that. This, the word set apart and being different. And remember, the world isn't going to like that. The world isn't going to want to be part of that. But we're not called to be like people of this world. We're called to stand up for a wonderful creator. We're called to stand up for his ways. I saw an interview on a news show recently, and the person that was being interviewed, he just kept quoting scripture. He just kept quoting scripture. And you could see the hatred stirring up from the people on the panel of the show. The people stirring up. The entertainment in Hollywood want nothing to do with scripture. We have to understand this. The enemy, Satan and his demons, cannot feel comfortable around the word of our creator. But they also can't leave it. Let me tell you this story before I end here today. I never had a heart for street evangelism. I never had a heart for street evangelism. Until one day when I was in New York City and I was sitting and I was watching a street evangelist. And then some man came up dressed as a woman and started mocking the man that was reading the scriptures. He was coming against that man. But he couldn't leave. The demons that were in that man could not leave scripture. They couldn't leave. They could only get angry and stay there, but they couldn't leave. The scripture sucked them in and was destroying them. And the man preaching wouldn't stop just giving scripture, scripture. The greatest weapon you have is to understand who our creator is. And the way we understand who our creator is through his holy word. And Satan and his demons can't stand up to the holy word of scripture. There are many demons out there that are deceiving people to love this world and love the things of this world. And that just doesn't go for the riches of this world or the fleshly desires of this world. That also goes for the attention of this world, the media of this world, the things of this world that have nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. Are you studying and spending time and looking at news report about what's going on Jupiter or Mars or another planet out there with Martians and aliens and so on? That has nothing to do with you. Who cares? Who cares? Are you looking in your research and your newspapers and everything for a little lost tribe around the world, a little village around the world, and the politics that are taking place there and the things that are going on there? That has nothing to do with you. You need to study about the things that have to do with you and your world that you're living in and the reality you're living in. And that is the kingdom that our Creator has guaranteed us and has given us and has promised us. And we need to start getting right with his word. That's why it calls us, even though we're in the world, to not be part of this world. We have to distinguish what set apart truly means and the difference between these things. And to not live what people live for. Do not love the world or the things of this world as it tells us. Remember this. When you look at the sides of Ephesians, when it says that there's a spiritual battle going on, Matthew 6:24 says no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or love one and hate the other. He will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and serve money. Well, you cannot serve Yahweh and serve Satan. There's a spiritual battle going on for our souls, and we can't serve both sides. Now, I don't think it's a wonderful, great, glorious thing that the hate is even in the world. I don't think so. But hate is a great measure to know where we are. And there's a lot of deception going on out there. And a lot of hate that's out there that's being covered up and deceived. But here's the key. Here's the key. The world will appear to love you. But when you start talking about the Bible and you start giving scripture out, you see those demons getting stirred up. You see those demon-possessed people getting stirred up. They'll ask you to be quiet. They'll tell you to shut up. They'll run away from you. They don't want to be around you. So they understand. They know. They know the power of the word. This is why we need to give it. This is why the world wants nothing to do with the Bible in the world today. This is not the world of Yah. We must, if we truly want to see somebody's true colors, if we truly want to see the demon possession in people, we must, as much as possible, have the word of our Creator on our lips, scripture on our lips. And to do that, we must read his word and understand his word. We must. Everyone's going to appear to like us and love us. We're everyone's best friend and everyone wants to hang out with us. You start speaking scripture. You start proclaiming Yah's word and his truth. And people will come against you. And the hate will come out against you. That's what stirs up that hate. It's Yah's word. It's his standards. That's what stirs up hate. Stop being followers of the ways of the wicked in this world. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee the evil desires of your youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call on Yahweh out of a pure heart. Ephesians 5:11 says, take no part in the unfruitful works of the darkness, but instead expose them. Expose them. And how are they exposed? By just you speaking scripture, you'll see their true colors come out. You'll see the true colors come out. So no longer follow the crowd in the wrongdoing. If you see everyone going one way, you go the other way. No longer follow the crowd in the world that's wrongdoing. If you see everyone watching something, you watch something different. Do not testify in a lawsuit and go against with a crowd to pervert justice. Do not say you believe in Yahweh, but then want to be part of this world and all the things of this world. Remember, we'll call be imitators of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. Remember, the world will hate you. And I leave you with this. I leave you with this. And I pray that you're getting this. I pray that it's exposed. Every person that hates you, the exposed has come out. And I pray that through the glory and to the praise of our wonderful Father, that your words would spark something on others. And they would see the light in you so shiny that they would desire to get out of the dark. But you first must expose them by giving them scripture and telling them what you believe and telling them you believe in Yeshua. If you have a conversation with anyone for more than a few minutes and they don't know what you believe and where you stand with the Bible, you're not doing good enough. I leave you with John 14:23-24. Yeshua replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to my Father who sent me. We must follow him in his ways. For every time you do something that goes against the scriptures, you're sinning. You're sinning and you're agreeing with Satan that he is your leader and you are of this world. Even without even quoting one scripture, when you do things that go along with our wonderful instructions that are given to us in the Torah, you are proclaiming, I am following him. We need to take action and speak loudly through our actions. We need to speak up through our voice and quote scripture. We need to be imitators of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and never come in agreement with the devil who's trying to destroy us. I pray these words are penetrating to you today, and you need to do more, and you will do more, and you'll have a desire to do more, and his word will convict you to go out there and do more, and let every single person you know, every single person you know where you stand with our Creator, with the Bible, with this holy word. Let them know, because if you've known somebody for 10, 20 years and they don't know, you haven't done good enough. If they know a little, you haven't done good enough. Let them know exactly where you stand. Let them know exactly how you feel. And you'll see the lies come out and the exposure come out and the devil comes out. But don't leave them hanging there. Don't leave them hanging there. It says in the scripture in Ezekiel 33:11, he takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. He only wants them to change from their wicked ways so they will live. It opens up a great door to minister to people and to let them know about these two sides and to let them know they have an opportunity to choose one side or the other. There, be disciples. Go out there, let people know. And understand this, your thinking must change. I know many of you are listening right now and you're not sure if these messages are for you. Many
people that call themselves Christians and believers have an identity crisis. That's exactly what it is. And you have to realize that these messages are for you. These messages are for those of you that love Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And he wants you to follow the guidelines and instructions of his Father, Yahweh, found in the Torah, the first five books. The Torah is not a Jewish book. It's a book for believers. It was written for believers. It is the will of the Father. So I really pray people get this, because I meet people all the time that will enjoy a message like this that I gave about not being in the world, or being in the world but not of it. But at the same time, they're deceived to believe that they're not of it while they're doing things of it. So many Christians out there, I'm not coming down hard on you saying you're all responsible for this. But I am telling you again, the church is teaching people that it's okay to live in sin. That's what the Bible is showing when you compare it to the teachings. So instead of getting upset by a message like this, I pray that you'd be motivated and you'd have a desire to make things right, to do what's right. Isn't that what repentance is all about? Repentance is to change your thinking so your mind would change and you would change just everything in the way you were doing things, to start doing things according to his holy word. Hallelujah. So that's what one of the reasons why I do these things, because I know this message is getting out to you, the believers, the Christians. Listen, the world isn't listening to this radio program. Maybe by accident, one of them stumbled across this message and praise Yah, he's reached your heart. But this message is going to the ones that want to be believers, the ones that identify themselves with Yeshua and call themselves Christians. And I just pray that you won't get too comfortable in what you've known in the past and what you've been doing, and you'd be willing and ready to rise above, and you'll continually want to seek him and be the best you can be. And that includes the best example of Yeshua. And the best example of Yeshua is not one that settles and says, I've done this and that. No, it's one that says, what else can I do? What more can I do? How can I draw closer and closer? So I pray this message has blessed you. And I pray that you would just consider this idea of being in the world but not of the world, and not be deceived by the enemy to thinking that you are okay because you call yourself as a Christian. It's time we lost the identity crisis and we literally started living according to the word and his commandments. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing stronger, nothing higher.